7010, stand by 1 second here. Yeah, none of that's working, and there's no power even if I try to, when it's in neutral and parking brake set, even if I try to give it gas, there's nothing.
Okay, copy. What's your air pressure reading?
120.
Okay, the truck is on the way. Just go ahead and have your four-way flashes on there and hold tight. They'll be there to you soon, and we'll get you rolling. How many people do you have on board?
3.
Okay, let me just see where your follower is. One moment. Okay, your follower is going to be there in about 10 minutes. Go ahead and let your passengers know that they'll be through there, and I will give them a message to pick them up. And just let me know as soon as you're clear.
Okay, as far as my follower, if they're going to try to go regular route here, I'm blocking right where you come off of Powell onto Milwaukee here.
Okay, I'll have them continue on to up to 10th to Woodward and come back on to 12th just ahead of you. And just let your passengers know to walk up to Milwaukee and Woodward where they can pick them up. So just have them head up along Milwaukee, you know, 12th Avenue there, up to Woodward, and we'll pick them up there.
Okay, I'm not familiar with the stop over there on Milwaukee and Woodward. Like I said, that bus isn't going to be able to get around me, so it's not going to be able to come down Milwaukee unless he makes that sharp right turn, which is going to be very complicated. I think it'd be best if the passengers stood in the back here, and when he comes down, he can pick them up just like 30, 40 feet behind me before crossing over Milwaukee to continuing to 10th.
No, what I'm going to have you do is have them cross Powell, on Powell, cross Milwaukee, come up to 10th Avenue where the Jack in the Box is, make a right on Woodward, and then a left back onto 12th to the head of you.
Okay, I'll let them know.
Okay, 1829.